Aloha!
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner.
This is the one of the infamous bonus Bri episodes. Haven't done one of these in a while. Got to admit, but I'm doubling down. I got a little more free time these days. So we're going to do a little more bonus Bri. And there's a couple of things happening that I wanted to... That was my phone. I had it propped up for some reason. Also... Catching that? I know that my baseline is pretty nasal as it is.
You hear that? Like that?
That's me. But you may notice it's a little worse. I'm hanging in there. Think I'm going to survive. It started in... Oh my God. Started here. In the throat. Now it's kind of in this area. In the ears and here. In the chest last couple days. So had a couple late nights, but no, I mean, I haven't been drinking or anything, but just went, I went out to some, shout out to the lifeguards of Laguna Beach, California. I'm told that we have a few listeners among you from a good buddy of mine that happens to be amongst your ranks. So appreciate you guys. It means a lot to me. You guys are out there listening, but I went out to see a band the other night, and I think, you know, it took me a while to fall asleep. Got home, put on the CPAP. Are you guys, pappers? You guys papping out there? It's a lifesaver, man. Turns out I'd been choking to death in my sleep for many years, and then I got on the machine maybe about 2 years ago. And it's changed the game completely. Now I sleep through the night. I mean, I have to hook up a thing that blows air into me, and I'm tied to it for the rest of my life. I think we've talked about it on this show before. I think I told Ed about it one time where they, with barely any warning, told me that I would not have power on a Friday night. I'm like, oh, no big deal. They're turning the power off at 9:30. That's usually when I go to bed. So I was sitting there watching TV, power went out. I'm like, okay, walked upstairs to go to bed. Just didn't even think about my machina. I looked down, it's there on the floor. It's not powerable. Needless to say, I did not sleep that night. I choked. It's pointless to even attempt sleep. Honestly, it's a nightmare. But that, I mean, would I trade being less jacked for being able to breathe in my sleep? No. The answer is no. So I went out to a show with my buddy Matt. Had a fucking blast. Saw the seminal LA punk band X in their 47th year as a band. Just throwing it down like they were 20-year-olds still. Amazing. Oh, I'm wearing the shirt. I have an X shirt on. I'm thinking about getting an X tattoo. I'm not really into logos per se, especially as tattoos, but this one's fucking badass. But just the X, right? Can you see that? YouTube fam? I kind of want to just get that like right there, kind of on my bicep. What do you think? It's a good idea, right? What could go wrong? I went and saw X, my buddy Matt, and I came home and I was so tired, and I got on my PAP, I papped up, and as soon as I got in bed, it was like, that's what it does, is it opens your airway for you via pressure, and I got the nose one. I'm not a disgusting mouth breather like the rest of you, and like people that I used to share a bed with years ago that would just randomly start breathing through their mouth when they're reading a book. And I go, hey, what's that? I notice you. Are you sick? Are you having you a little stuffed up? What's up? And this person happened to be female. Would then argue with you that it's perfectly normal to breathe through your mouth occasionally. Oh, sometimes I breathe through my mouth. What? Your mouth is your fucking eating hole. It's your talking place. Unless you have something wrong with you, it's the nose. Pencil. The nose does the breathing. Anyway, I know you guys want to know about this. Originally, I had the nasal pillows, it's called, which is kind of like, and when, you know, when you're going in for surgery, it's like two things that go up your nose and blow air. But I have, I feel like I'm being suffocated when I exhale. So I need something like kind of loose. So I got the one that goes over the nose, which has been my go-to for a while. The just nasal mask, I think they call it. Anyway, I go to sleep the other night and it's blowing the air, keeping the airway open. But it's hitting me here and it's drying shit out, you know, and like shit is dry. See, it's like dry there. And the PAP was making it worse. So, I haven't recovered. It's been a couple days, a few body aches, flu like symptoms, little chesticles, little ears aches. But I'm riding it out. I think I'm going to be better tomorrow. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. Might go see a band that I like. No big deal. You're probably listening to this after New Year's Eve. What if I'm killed? On New Year's Eve. And I'm talking about it like right now. And you're like, oh my God. He doesn't even know he's dead right now. He doesn't even know he died on New Year's Eve. When a drunk driver took him out. What if that actually happens? Do I have to delete this now? Oh my God, so morbid. Anyway, my buddy, you guys remember Zach Xavier? He's been on here before. We did the Cobra. Let's look that up. Let's look up when we did the Cobra episode of the podcast because he was a guest. We reviewed the movie Cobra. I thought he was a fantastic guest. He's a good buddy of mine. And he reached out to me over the weekend. And he's like, hey, did you see what the fuck happened at the Pop-Tart Bowl? What's it called? Something. Oh, yeah, Pop-Tart Bowl. The Pop-Tarts Bowl. Where the Iowa State Cyclones fought a hard-won victory over the U. The Ibis, Miami Hurricanes. Wait, Silver Point Sports put you on the right side of that, by the way. If you're a... If you're following Silver Point Sports, that was a winner for us. He was like, he's like, some wild shit happened at the Pop-Tarts Bowl. He's like, you should talk about it on your podcast. And then I watched the video and it was like, I didn't understand what's going on. Like one of the Pop-Tarts died. The strawberry Pop-Tart is no longer, I don't know. And I'm like, what is this? I couldn't even talk about this. I don't understand it. And he's like, I could tell you about it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, how about I call you and we record it and then you tell me what happened in the Pop-Tart Bowl because I don't get it at all. Maybe we'll do that now. I told him I was going to call him. So, anyway, sick. Also, there's been a death. I don't know that we ever talked about this guy here, but he was a huge star during early COVID times on Instagram. I assume on Talk. He probably came. It all starts on Talk. Talks are the spot, except it starts for everybody on TikTok, except for Silver Point Sports for some reason. I don't know. But you guys remember Hard Rock Nick? He's this like Armenian dude that comes on. He would come on there and he had a real lined up beard and fake contact lenses and a lot of fake gold chains. He's bald. And he'd be like, see this watch. You can't afford this watch. And he talked about how rich he was and how much puss he got and stuff. And, you know, by looking at him, you wouldn't, you know, he was like, I think he called himself like the richest man on the internet or something. I can't remember.
but he was very entertaining. Anyway, spoiler alert, he took his own life at a gun range, and I'm not a gun guy. Oh my God, I'm going to cough. Hold on. Cough button. You didn't even hear that. I'm not a gun guy. I would be. I'm interested in a gun guy, but I'm pretty dumb. And I do like shooting guns, and somebody I know recently got into guns, and I'm like, I kind of want a firearm. You know, I want to do it, but also I'm lazy, and you have to take a test, and there's, I don't know, there's hoops to jump through. Like, I can't even register my car on time. Then you got to lock it up. Somebody's going to have to walk me through this. I want to get into guns. But this guy, firearms, that's a cool way to say it. This guy, Hard Rock Nick, he went to a gun range, and he probably checked out a gun, which is usually what people do if they don't have access to their own firearm. Although he was in Florida, I thought guns were, firearms, were much like exotic reptiles and jet ski carburetors. That was like the state currency there. Was firearms. Anyway, he went to a gun range and he offed himself. And that happens pretty often at gun ranges. Hey, where's my herpes people, by the way? We were talking herpes last week. Nobody's reached out to me about herpes. Can you transmit herpes via the balls? Do you have to be in an active outbreak? Is that what it's called? Oh my God, I'm going to cough again. Hold on. Button. Nobody reached out to me on that. So gun range employees, I have to have some. How often does somebody come in and take their own life at your facility? Is it, I would say it's not once a month. Okay. I mean, it obviously depends on the kind of traffic you got there, the kind of volume you're doing, but I bet you it's a couple times a year. I know it's more common than you think. Gun range, you know what would be nice? A firearms enthusiast that's also a herpes sufferer. Call me. Give me your, I need to understand, can herpes be transmitted via the balls and shaft? One, do you have to have lesions? B, and also, how often do people kill themselves at gun ranges? Let me write that down. Gun, just faking that I was going to write that down. Okay. So anyway, RIP Hard Rock Nick. Maybe we'll talk about that in a few, but I need to know what's going on with this Pop-Tart bowl. So I'm going to, oh, people are loving, I keep getting messages about this. You guys are disgusting, by the way. I went to Costco yesterday, and sometimes, here's something I realized. The last couple times I've gone to Costco, I've forgotten my earbuds. So usually I have headphones on when I'm cruising around Costco because that's, you know, it's a good time to like catch up on podcasts or listen to music or whatever. Last couple of times I haven't had them. And there's something I realized about myself. I fucking narrate the entire Costco trip to myself aloud. I had no idea I did this. I'm walking around and I'm like, oh, cashew butter. Like I'm saying all this stuff. And then like a guy walked past me that looked like Lionel Richie. And I was like, Lionel Richie. And I just said it. And that's not, I'm like, it's like kind of under my breath, but it's out loud. I'm not like confronting people and going, yo, what's up, Lionel Richie? Although that is an idea I have for my Instagram is lookalikes. Cause I see lookalikes almost every day. There's a guy at my gym. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman goes to my gym and I want to be like, yo, PSH, jump on the gram. Let's go live. I see almost every day I see a lookalike. Oh, so this guy looked like Lionel Richie. And I'm like, Lionel Richie. And then some lady was in my way. And I'm like, this is wild. Like having to go around her. And I'm just like saying stuff. And I'm like, do I do this all the time? So a couple trips ago, I noticed myself doing it. I'm like, that's weird. And then this time my headphones weren't in my car, my ear pods. And so I'm walking around to shopping yesterday and I'm doing it again. I'm just like saying the items, you know, just talking to no one, to myself. Like, is this healthy? Is this a sign of high intelligence? I think it is. Where was I going with that? Oh, RIP Hard Rock Nick, Pop-Tarts.
Let's call my buddy Zach and see what he's got to say about all this bullshit. Oh, nope. That's my doctor's office. I figured I'd have this queued up. Oh my God, I'm gonna sneeze. He's my only Z. I have exactly one Z. And, oh, this is a very curated picture that he's got. It's got him and his dog. Sure, this dog, I mean, come on, buddy. It's very posed. This looks like professionally shot. Anyway, let's call him. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hello?
Zach.
Brian.
Did you not know? You just said hello? Were you not sure it was me? Do you not have me in your phone?
I do have you on my phone, but you know, I said hello. Okay. That's the way you begin a conversation.
That is true. That's smart. That's a good point. Hey, real quick before we get into this.
Yeah.
You watched this new JonBenet documentary?
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one.
There is one. It's on Netflix. And I started watching it, but I keep falling asleep. Couple revelations, though. The dad, John Ramsey, still alive.
Still dating the mom of the other murderer.
Natalie Holloway. Yeah. They don't allude to that part. Because that was a little weird, right? This JonBenet Sr.
I don't know how you bring him up and don't allude to that.
It's crazy that, and a lot of people don't know this, and I mention this. So I'll tell the audience. Oh, we're live, by the way. We're not live. We're recording. I was gonna go live on YouTube, and I clicked.
Yep.
I clicked go live, and apparently before the first time you go live, you have to request it 24 hours in advance. Maybe to make sure I'm not a.
Well, that's not really live now, is it?
It isn't. No, it's live tomorrow. So anyway, fucked up on the going live. So for those that don't know, JonBenet Ramsey Sr. His daughter was tragically murdered by an intruder.
Yeah.
And look, I don't know why they were trotting her around like some trollop at 6 years old doing pageantry. That was odd.
No, it was certainly.
That was strange.
Certainly.
You know,
she was beginning a new generation.
You're a younger guy. I don't think you have children. I have a child. I would never put like, hey, sweetheart, get in a sports bra and a fancy cowboy hat. And let's go and show your tits off to people at a Holiday Inn somewhere. Like, what the fuck was that? That was weird.
You're distancing yourself from being a pageant dad, but that's okay.
That's yes. Maybe that was my calling. I don't know. So anyway, how far were these? Because I feel like Natalie Holloway was in the 2000s. So
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like the early, like 2002 or something. So hold on.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
Like seeing Jordan era Jordan on the Wizards play with, yes. You know, the young up and comers, different generation.
Natalie Holloway. She went to fucking Aruba with her class as a high school. Oh, 2005. She went to Aruba with her senior class. And which is something I wouldn't. My daughter's a senior. She's not going to fucking Cancun without me like this. That's fucking crazy.
This is the importance of chaperone.
Yes. You got it. But meanwhile, the problem is. The chaperones are always getting fucked up with the kids and trying to diddle them. So then you need somebody to chaperone the chaperones, which I don't want to do. So this JonBenet Ramsey Sr., his daughter tragically murdered, tied up, notes were written, came in through a basement window, the glass.
A tale as old as time.
Yeah, it happens. Look, if it hasn't happened to you, it has happened to somebody you know, obviously.
Of course.
But then this Natalie Holloway, she goes down to Aruba and she gets saluted. Yoron gets a hold of her in a casino. What the fuck an 18-year-old girl is doing in a casino in Aruba? I'll never know. And isn't... The Aruba's like Dutch. That's out of the country, dude.
Yeah.
That's not even the United States. You need a passport to go there. This is fucking... Anyway. We learned...
If I'm in a casino, I don't want to run into 18-year-olds.
No, good point. We learned... She goes missing, right? And she's a white girl, and this Nancy Grace is just diddling her bean over it every single night. She's so fucking excited. And nobody knows. And then this Joran Vandersloot, he's a suspect, and his dad's like a judge there, and he pulls strings. Look, if your dad's a judge, you're fucking set. Like, you don't got to worry about it yet. So his dad's a fucking magistrate or whatever, and he's got a couple locals, and they are obviously up to something. Later, we learn that he beat her over the head with a rock or something and then rowed her out to sea and dumped her body. It's horrible. But meanwhile, while they're on TV looking for this John Sr., he sidles up to Mrs. Holloway as a fellow survivor of child murder. And they start a love affair.
It's good to have something in common with a partner.
That's really like a lot of times you don't, and you got to force it. But these two, although I would say that Mrs. Holloway, other than allowing her 18-year-old daughter to go to a Netherlands Antilles Island near South America, she had no hand in her daughter's murder, unlike JonBenet Sr., who actively covered up the
murder. He had two hands in JonBenet's murder.
Hold on, I've been sick. I gotta hit the cough button. Exactly. So were you able to celebrate did you mourn in your own way? Because it was recently the anniversary, which I know.
I mourn privately every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's
You know,
you have a little altar.
Kind of thing you carry with you. Yeah. You light the candles. And, you know, I still have hope we'll find her.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's gonna be. It's gonna be like that. My name is Steven Kid. That's another one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm happy. I always love to take a call and talk JonBenet. I do it a few times a day and it never gets old.
It's great. It's fun. Yeah. Look, my name is Steven was a kid that got kidnapped. And then he didn't know who he was. He got kidnapped at like 4 years old or something. And then when he was like 12 or something, he just walked up to somebody on the street and was like, my name is Steven. And turned out some pedo had him this whole time. And then he like goes back to the original family later in like in his early 20s, buys it on a motorcycle, but it turned out that his older brother was a serial killer.
God.
And was murdering hikers in fucking Yosemite. Get the fuck out of here. Carrie Stainer.
Did you see the documentary? I think it was called Taken from Plain Sight, where this family friend abducted a girl twice.
Yes.
And they still stay friends with him. But the real reveal is he had hooked up with both the mom and the dad.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was kind of a diddying, wasn't it? Because he had compromat on him at that point. He's like, look, both of you have sucked my dick. Give me your daughter. And they're like, okay. Yeah, that's embarrassing. We don't want the people down at the, we don't want the rest of our ward to know that we both sucked your dick. So yes, you can have our daughter. Go ahead. It's fine.
Yeah.
Remember he was one of the
Nancy Reagan reversals.
one of his moves was this guy had to be very charming because he's like after he had stolen her and sexually abused her, he would come over to their house and be like, actually, as part of my healing process, you have to let me lay in bed with your daughter. And they were like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Look, none of this is important. What is important?
That's a good way to describe it. That's unimportant.
Right. None of it. Who cares? What the thing that's important is whatever happened in the Pop-Tart Bowl. I mean, I know your University of Miami Hurricanes were felled by the mighty Iowa State Cyclones.
In a game all of America wanted to see.
Absolutely. What though, because you sent me a video and you're like, this is the wildest shit I've ever seen. And I watched it and I would agree with you, except I don't understand what happened. What happened at the Pop-Tarts Bowl this last weekend where the U, Miami University, lost.
Well,
It should be said. Your alma mater.
And there's no better battlefield to be felled on than the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
That's true.
And I'm happy we're talking about it now because Christopher Nolan, his next movie is The Odyssey, and every historical chapter has its own story, and I think ours is the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Okay.
To give you the lore, we need to go back to last year. Pretty simple bowl game, but it ended with a strawberry Pop-Tart mascot, full person in the suit. The end of the game was dancing on top of a 30-foot toaster, and he was holding a sign that said, "Dreams really do come true." And he was lowered into the toaster as part of the celebration. And at the bottom of the toaster, a man-sized, fully edible Pop-Tart emerged. And the winning team scraped his entrails off the front of this now edible mascot, and they ate him.
So he went in. He went in as a mascot, and he came out as a Guinness size Pop-Tart.
Yeah, he was dancing. He was excited to be cooked. He wanted to be eaten.
That actually drives me crazy. I hate anthropomorphized food. Like, I hate when the cows are like happy that the chickens are getting it at Chick-fil-A. Like, any of that.
I don't know who it was, but somebody in the Halcyon days of Twitter had a tweet where they said, "America to me is Mr. Peanut, who is a rich peanut in a top hat and monocle selling you other peanuts."
Yes, exactly. That's always bothered me. That's the perfect way to put it.
So that was last year, you know, simple little, flair for a meaningless bowl game.
Beautiful.
So this year, where you would attend the Pop-Tarts Bowl in, of all places, Orlando, Florida.
We're so
outside. Clearly, but a perfect setting for this.
Absolutely.
They had memorials where you could put up a candle, eaten Pop-Tart from the previous year. It even had dates on it. Last year, it was like, you know, this Pop-Tart, 12/23/2023 to 12/23/2023. He was eaten the same day he was born.
Which is bullshit, because that shit sits on the shelf for weeks.
Truly, but
yeah,
but it was a mournful celebration they had set up. So at halftime of this year's Pop-Tart Bowl, they had three mascots this year. They had Frosted Wild Berry, Frosted Hot Fudge Sundae, and Frosted Cinnamon Roll. You know, they tripled down.
Frosted Hot Fudge Sundae is a flavor. That's an actual flavor.
Yeah, that merits more discussion in its own right.
Absolutely.
But you know, a hot fudge sundae is not sweet enough. You got to frost it.
Right. Yeah. And have it for breakfast.
So they had a whole memorial at halftime. They played the song from the Fast and the Furious movie with, you know, been a long time without you. It was somber.
Can you know, I tell so, you all about it when I see you again? That hits, man. Paul Walker, RIP.
About 2 minutes into this, cue the smoke on the top of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It's like the Undertaker at a wrestling match. Yeah. And who should emerge but your classic strawberry frosted Pop-Tart?
Who we thought was dead?
Live. Yes.
Stop it. He's back from the grave?
Exactly. Pop-Tart tweeted this clip with the caption, "He is risen."
Oh.
That's the biblical. fucked up thing about it, though, it's not a fully whole strawberry Pop-Tart. It is the gross eaten version from the end of the celebration last year. They ripped this boy's skin off, Brian. So he is not fully Christ-like. He is a monster. They're forced to live and wander the streets.
I mean, I'm reminded of a bit that Norm Macdonald used to have because he about people would be up in arms about secondhand smoke. And he was like, he's like, "I love to smoke." He goes, "But I don't want secondhand smoke." He's he goes, I like a pork sandwich, but I don't want to eat a digested pork sandwich because that's somebody's shit. So we're supposed to believe that they've reconstituted this Pop-Tart from human feces? Is that my understanding, Zach?
Possibly. There's two options. It's either that or he's walked around, flayed, and skinned for a year.
Yeah.
And I think important context here, Brian, is these mascots, as they were dancing around the game, one sports reporter tweeted, I asked if it was okay to eat a Pop-Tart in front of the mascots. And their handler shouted, it's their dream.
Jeez.
Began to shove a Pop-Tart into his mouth. Well, and I quote directly, grunting softly.
No. Gee. Now I kind of wish I would have watched this. This sounds amazing.
So he comes out, you know, he's alive again.
Yeah.
This is now a bowl game with a full narrative.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the narrative is, but these are beings who want to die and are unable to.
Sure. Yeah. That's interesting.
So we get to the post game, and the MVP of the game, Iowa State's surprisingly white quarterback, gets to pick the flavor that they cook.
So he gets to pick which Pop-Tart gets murdered.
Yeah, but they want to be murdered. They want to win this.
This is like the thumbs up, thumbs down in Gladiator. He's like, he gets to decide. Yeah.
He picks Frosted Cinnamon Roll. No comment there, really. I don't think he had a good pick, but, you know, it's America's tried and true modern thing of wanting to murder exotic or chocolate things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So same thing happens. He's lowered into a toaster, emerges cooked, and is eaten by Iowa State. The thing that's kind of a grim twist is, you know, this is a bowl game between Miami and Iowa in a Orlando stadium. So the whole top rung is empty.
Of course.
But the good PR people from Pop-Tart had the flayed and previously eaten strawberry Pop-Tart sitting in the upper deck, grimly watching them.
Oh, my God. Alone.
It's a cook. Yeah. Alone, yeah. Eaten, and now neglected.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, it's like the trollop that falls out of favor. It's like JonBenet Ramsey, you know, she's daddy's favorite until she isn't. And then she's like, what did I do wrong?
No longer warm and supple. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I hate that I use the word supple.
That's a great word.
I think, you know, the only question is where does this narrative go from here? You know, this is a Nosferatu grim tale.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Well, and it also has, it's kind of biblical though, right? Because he's resurrected, right? Like, where was he for those 3 days or a year? You know, he was in the cave.
And does modern society accept him when he comes back? Or have they really spurned him and moved on to less godlier pursuits?
Yeah, they moved on. They moved on to cinnamon.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They you always go for something sweeter and a little more forbidden.
That's right. So where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I think it goes full Gladiator, right? Like the grim reality of this is these Pop-Tarts want to die.
Yeah,
that's their goal. It's their dream, as they keep saying. As they're lowered into the toaster, they hold signs saying, dreams come true.
You know what would be good? It's like Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Yeah.
But you know how when you put a Pop-Tart into the toaster, a lot of times it gets stuck in there and doesn't pop up.
Yeah.
So you do a round robin where you put two in the toaster, and whichever one doesn't, you know, one, it's like Russian roulette. One is not coming back. You both volunteer to go in, and one of you is getting stuck in there and charred and melted to the bottom. And the next guy moves on to the next round. And then we play it off and see who ends up the champion. What do you think about that?
I like that. The other path, Brian, is, you know, these Pop-Tarts, die in front of us. They clearly live, but we haven't really seen them fuck. I think they maybe introduced love.
You had to go there. Well, do they have genitals?
They did. Doesn't matter. They have mouths.
They have fillings. That's true. They need it. Yeah, they want to fuck. They want to fuck, even if it's just them laying down, rubbing frosting all over each other, like that. You know, we don't know how they do it.
Hey, what is sex except really having a mouth and a filling?
That's a very good point. That's actually, what was, is that Hemingway? Who are you quoting there? Is that
That's a late Hemingway, right before he died in a rum soaked fugue state.
Oh, gotta get some coffee. Well, that's beautiful. I mean, I have to be honest. I'm looking forward to next year's Pop-Tart Bowl in Orlando, Florida.
If we're going to have these bowl games, they may as well have some drama since the games are meaningless.
Yeah, you don't see this in the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl.
No. It's you don't even see it in the Rose Bowl, Brian.
No.
If you're gonna end your season, let's end it with life and death.
That's all we want is some real actual drama. I mean, this is America after all. Like, let's really put it down. Let's have some actual stakes. Truly.
This may be a future preview of our prison system coming over the next 4.
You keep making me laugh. Get some coffee, Zach. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
I'm happy to do it. You know, I did go to UMiami, but I got my doctorate at the University of Pancakes and Toaster Pastries. So anything you need on this front, I got you.
I love it, man. Thank you so much. We're definitely going to, I'm reminded of your star turn on the review of the Sylvester Stallone masterpiece, Cobra, on the show. And we will definitely have you back.
With scissors, man.
Yes. All right, brother. All right, brother. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Zach. That's our dear friend, Zach Xavier. Thank you for that. Were you guys aware of that? Because I wasn't. Look, I'm not a sports fan. I don't pay attention to this stuff. There's a couple more things I wanted to talk to you about, and I got to save one because it's too involved. You guys familiar with limb lengthening? And not the kind of limb I need lengthened. Lengthened? Limb lengthening. That's where you go to a doctor, okay, where you're like, I'm 5'7", and I want to be 5'9". So you go to a doctor, and he takes a hammer. He straps you to a table, and he takes a hammer, and he breaks both of your shin bones. Tibia. Are we tibia or tibula? What's the difference? Tibia. Fibia, tibula, fibula. I need a herpes afflicted firearm enthusiast anatomy professor to come on the show and sort me out on tibula, fibula, fibia, tibia. Can you pass, transmit the herpes simplex virus via ball touching? Must you be in an outbreak? Also, how often do people take their own lives at gun ranges? I need to know all that. So my next bonus prize is going to be, and we'll do it like in a week, we're going to do these regularly, is going to be limb lengthening. Okay. There's a lot that's, you got to do a deep dive on it. This is what they do. They go in, they strap you to a table. They're like, you're 5'7". We can make you 5'9". The only drawback is, and it's, you know, nothing really, it's going to cost you at least $60,000 cash. This is not, look, in America, insurance don't cover this. No matter how much, like, you should be able to go to your insurance company and be like, I'm getting no puss because I'm 5'7". If I was 5'9" and had a better chin, like these Chads out here, all these Chads are 5'9" with good chins, I'd be fucking. So you should pay for this, but they don't, they won't. You go, you lay on a table, they strap you to it. They take a sledgehammer. Much like, have you ever seen the holiday classic Misery starring Jimmy Caan? Got a lot of puss at 5'5". He didn't need his limbs lengthened, but he went in there. He was taken hostage by Kathy Bates. She was his biggest fan. who's a writer. And she broke, she put a 4x4 between his legs and fucking snapped him with a sledgehammer. So that's what they do. That's where she learned it, from limb lengthening surgery. What you do is you give a, you give some very competent physician $60,000 cash. Then you go to his office and he straps you to a table and he puts a 4x4 between your legs and breaks both your legs with a sledgehammer. And then he puts like C clamps in between to keep your legs like a little bit further apart. And then they start to heal because the human body is a miracle, except yours, which only made you 5'7". Yours is a piece of shit. Everyone else is pretty nice. You go in there, he breaks your legs, he puts those C-clamps in there, and then you come back every week. It's like having braces. I never had braces because I wasn't loved. When you get braces, you get the braces, and then you go in there like once a month, and they wrench on them, and then they send your dad, me, a bill for $250. And that, like, and then it makes your teeth straight. This is the opposite, except it doesn't make you straight. They spread your legs a little bit wider every week. And then at the end, the bone grows back, and then your legs are slightly longer. And then it's like pussy galore, but not quite. Because also, you don't know how to walk anymore. So then you got to learn how to do that. And it's like, yeah, eventually you're able to kind of walk. I think it takes a while. But like jumping and running and doing like athletic shit that actually does get you laid, you're probably not going to be able to do that stuff. But that's okay, because now you're 5'9". And it doesn't matter. And you probably saved up for the chin thing too. So you're fucking, and they also get hair plugs in their face. See how I don't like, see, I need a shave, but look, I got like some here, right? But not so much here. And then here, not very much. I could go to Turkey or Mexico and they could take some of this where I got it. See, look, I'm thin in here, right? But back here, plenty. They go back here and they take a few of these. They put them right here. And then it's like, oh, look, I'm a fucking Chad. I fuck. Anyway, we're going to do a deep dive next time on limb lengthening. One more thing. I alluded to this earlier. Is my computer not plugged in? Oh, it wasn't. I alluded to this earlier. A tremendous loss in the internet community. The great Hard Rock Nick. If you don't remember, let me remind you. This is the great Hard Rock Nick, the sexiest man on the internet and also the richest.
Women that are bartenders. Okay, let me explain.
So what he's doing is giving advice. He's saying you don't want to date bartenders. And this man would know because he has a lined up goatee and lined up these things and then shaped eyebrows. You should look him up. Hard Rock Nick, RIP.
Bartenders work miserable hours. Okay, they come home at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's mostly a cash job. So imagine, they are coming home with all kinds of ones and fives.
Disgusting.
And they have to sit on that until the next day when they go to the ATM and deposit it or go to the bank.
Important.
Just not a job.
Good advice.
Want in a girlfriend. Never. Or a wife. First of all, a lot of them are alcoholics. Why do you become a bartender? Because you love drinking.
That's true.
You love cocktails.
Yep.
You're obsessed with drinking. You're clear.
Okay, that's one. Here's another one.
So I'm always fake flexing, huh? I just got one question for all my haters at home.
Haters.
Where?
Man, at haters.
And where are you? I'm about to go in Bank of America in Calabasas on an 80-degree day to make a $40,000 deposit from a house flip with
flip
a custom polo shirt, big pony.
It's not the way it works, though. It's
Alexander
escrow. It just
McQueen
goes right to your bank.
Shorts.
You don't actually have to go to the bank.
$200 Nike Air Max.
It's not even that expensive.
Look.
Oh, look.
Where am I?
Next to a fountain.
And where are you?
Not next to a fountain.
So I'm
okay, look, here's another one.
Funny Vegas story.
Here we go.
Would be.
Listen to this man.
Well, look at me. Whenever I go to Vegas, people think I'm an entertainer because I'm from LA and I wear jewelry.
No one
and
thinks
that. Well dressed. Wear a nice cologne.
Let's be honest,
and I have
he's
a
fat.
Big voice.
Cologne?
And I usually pull up in my Mercedes if I'm driving, or I fly in private. So the funny thing is, when I meet tourists, they think I'm like, you know, a wrestler on TV or a drummer in a rock band or something like that. But little do they know, I might own the hotel and casino they're staying in. And that's the funny.
Funny. Here's another one.
Keeping in the world of beauty.
Oh, these are the best.
As you all know, I'm a single guy, which means I don't have anyone to do my laundry for me except me. And even when my maids come, that's not something I
forgot he had maids at the beginning. But he still ran with it. Frankly, it's great.
Can do my own laundry.
This is improv.
I like doing it myself.
He does.
Because I'm pretty good at it. So
alpha. Whoa.
You guys might think this is a joke, but one thing about these fabric sheets, not only do they infuse a ton of scent, they also really soften your socks and your garments.
He's telling us about fabric softener.
Just make things like pillowcases.
That's a question I have.
So beautiful to lay.
Beautiful, yeah.
Keeping in the world of beauty.
Where you guys at on fabric softener? Because I'm a dryer sheet guy. But then the other day, I'm like kind of out of dryer. I'm like, oh, there's only a couple left. This is yesterday. When I was at Costco talking to the dryer sheets, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I said that out loud. But I just buy the Costco brand. And also, I'm like, what the fuck are these for? I've been using these my whole life. This is how Madison Avenue fucks you. Because they go, we need to get you on Crest early. Because then you're just fucking... It's Crest for life, baby. You ain't switching off Crest. You start on Crest. You're Crest. You're Crest man. You know, right guard. You're fucking right guard. You're not going to be right guard. Similarly, some people, I didn't grow up with liquid fabric softener. And also, what the fuck is it? You got to put it in when the clothes are being washed? I've dated people that were liquid fabric softener people, and I'm not judging it. I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't raised on liquid fabric softener. I was raised on sheets. But here's something I'm coming to realize as an adult. Do we need either of those? I mean, static cling? That sounds like a fucking work. That sounds like we got tricked on some shit. They're like, oh, you need fabric softener or your sock is going to stick to your sweatshirt. And also, like, who fucking cares if it does? You just pull it apart and fold it up. What's going on with fucking fabric softener? Were we fed a bill of goods like we were on most things? I would say the answer is probably yes. Okay, one more from Hard Rock Nick, then we'll read his obituary.
So I would say Chris Rock and people like that, if you really want to break it down, I'm no different.
Yep,
you're laughing at them. You're laughing at me.
Yeah.
You're laughing with me. Now, why am I making $15,000 a month as of the last 2.5 months if I'm such a joke and a clown? So I would say I'm on my way to success. I'm on my way to stardom. And I really believe we will get to a million followers in time. I'm extremely new.
Of course you would.
You know,
yeah.
So I would say
this
Chris Rock
is fucking beautiful.
Rocking people
one more.
Like that.
Let's,
if you really want to.
Oh, here's a full body shot.
So I'm always fake flexing, huh?
Yeah.
I just got one question for all my haters at home.
Yo.
Where am I? And where are you?
Where?
I'm on Rodeo Drive.
Stop it.
Shopping for a Rolls Royce.
Shut up.
With a $600 beanie.
What?
$500 belt.
He's a
$200 Nike Air Maxes.
He's got the same shoes as before. What a bitch.
And don't let me remind you about my 14 bank accounts.
14?
Where am I? And where are you?
Ooh, that's such a flex.
So I'm always.
Okay, come on. Now I'm getting into these.
About why, if you're a pimp and you know it, you fly out of Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for my jet to refuel.
Jet?
Right outside.
Stop it. No. If you got your own jet, you're going. You're Van Nuys. Everybody knows that.
Little pre-birthday Vegas flight. Yeah. Dodger shirt.
He's waiting for his jet. He's in the fucking regular ass terminal.
Touch up on the leg piece.
You don't wait. Oh, hideous tattoo.
Really love these hot to death lunar knit Air Maxes.
Oh, he's real into those. Yeah. Okay, one more. Sorry.
Love, and I mean love, my Turkey American Lunchables.
Lunchables? Okay.
Watch with me. You've got...
Okay, sorry. This man was a gift. Hard Rock Nick, the legend. I mean, he was so rich, so successful. He's shopping for Rolls Royce on Rodeo. You know, he's got 14 bank accounts, which is like a poor person has one or zero. He has 14, so he's at least 14 times richer than me. Crazy. On September 29th, so it's been a few months. I'm just finding out about it. On September 29th, 2024, Hard Rock Nick, whose real name was Nicholas Rock Johansson, passed away in Fort Myers, Florida. Sounds like a dump. He killed himself at Fowler's Gun Range. Sorry, I've been sick. Oh my God, I'm gonna sneeze. Nick was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, June 17th. Whoa, guys. 1977. What? This dude was 59 years old. 77. That's younger than me. Get the fuck out of here. Hard Rock. His family moved to Manhattan Beach, California, a few months after he was born. He was raised there and later graduated from University of California, Berkeley. It's a pretty good school. Look, this is from a website called SportsKita. This could be bullshit. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia. He was a social influencer who gained popularity on Instagram for his pursed-lipped photographs with unusual captions. He also had over 105,000 followers on the platform. Additionally, he shared content on TikTok where he had over 3.2 million likes and more than 130,000 followers. Now, once the news of his passing went viral, let's stop trying to make X a thing, okay? It's Twitter. Just call it Twitter. Like, you're just as big of a loser as Elon Musk if you call it X. Like, you sound like a bitch. Don't call it that. X users took to the platform to express their condolences to his family and pay their respects to Nick. One said that he was a good guy. Other users said that he, quote, was an absolute legend and a, quote, Bitcoin legend. Did he write this himself? Hard Rock Nick has died, apparently due to suicide. I think everyone here remembers his videos from last cycle. They always made me laugh. He had a difficult personality, but overall was a good guy. Looks like Hard Rock Nick did pass away, according to property records. May he rest in peace. Was an absolute legend. He wrote these all himself. Rip to this Bitcoin legend. There's no such thing as a Bitcoin legend. Hard Rock Nick has passed. Other users also felt blah, blah, blah. Okay. According to a November 23rd. Okay. I want the details of how this guy offed himself. On November 29th, 2024, news started going viral that Hard Rock Nick had died. Many were unsure of the news. Deceased. Nick is survived by his mother. Nick is survived by Donna Maria Chapman of Grouse Valley, California, who is his half-sister. Sorry, not his mother. He didn't have any other family, living family, or siblings. On the other hand, the actual reason behind his taking his own life is still unknown. Well, look. I need a herpes afflicted, firearms enthusiast, anatomy expert who was friends with Hard Rock Nick to call the show. 949-464-TBLS. Reach out. I got a lot of questions for you. Let's bang all this out. We could do it next week. That's it. For my dear friend Zach Xavier, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been Bonus Bri from the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week. Let's sit here for the whole ass song. I never play the whole thing. I'm just going to sit here like this.
really got to blow my nose. And the Kleenex is all the way over there. I'm just going to dance it out. This is how I dance.
Huh? Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man James.
What a jam.
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect.
I get mentioned third in my own song.
And whatever, plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless.
It's a jam.
TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
All right.
And you know the
next
show
week.
Is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.